How many of us think that we need the power of God to get us into heaven?
Yeah.
How many of us think that the power of God will get us into heaven all by itself?
Not without us accepting it.
So God's power is not enough to do anything? Yeah.
He won't force us?
An example. Since you're all a bright bunch that figured it out, because I've seen this done before, and the congregation says, yeah, God's strong enough. Well, he is strong enough, but then we'd have been angels, not home free will. Yeah. So, you give it, I'll show it how you're doing.
Okay. See, I had to think of Mama Ruth because I'm from dirt today.
You are.
And I got to get in trouble.
Not dirt.
This is a little demonstration.
This is my life.
This is all our lives.
It's all our lives. Dirt. And we're always trying to arrange it, straighten it around, and put it where it belongs, and clean it up. And what do we still end up with?
Dirt.
A pile of dirt. Now, God's power is all-encompassing, can do everything. Nothing happened. Now, if I stuck my tongue in there, we'd find something happened. So there's power there.
Yeah.
Then we have just us. With our modified beliefs and ideas and things like that, that we can do things that God can do without trying. He can do them all by himself. We invented our lives to something else. Perfectly. It's not doing anything. Still there, still dirt. It's not picked up, it's not straightened up. Us. I'm going to lay this down. I'm going to lay us down. I have the other end of us. This would be the bad end. Anyway. With God, all things are possible. Without God,
nothing.
Not so much. Once we are one with God,
we unite.
We reunite. That shining light from within us that is Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And now we are a powerful tool, not able to do it by ourselves, as we can't weather our own storms by ourselves. But with God, bring it. I would have done it all, but you know, this is only going to get so much. That would straighten our lives up.
Yeah.
So some people will tell you in some of these bigger churches, since I'm down in a bigger church, that we don't need anything but God's love. And that's only true to a point. Without our own faith and love of God, Jesus Christ, all he can do is stand there and feel bad that we're not paying attention.
So we need to pay attention. It's basically really what it comes down to. Tim and I, last night, example, we went out to dinner with Mary and the kids and Jerry, and then we decided after we'd eaten a full meal, we decided to start walking. So I said, well, why don't we just go in County Ford and go look at vehicles, because in a couple weeks I knew we were going to get one because of the income tax money and everything. And I know we needed a second vehicle. I needed something that was going to be dependable. Because that was the bottom line. We haven't had a dependable, we have my van as a dependable between Tim and I going to work and everything. So we've been doing this for over a year and trying to play monkey wrench. So it was time. And so we went there and the guy said, oh, I told him we didn't have any money down and we're not going to have it for at least a couple weeks. And then he said, well, we can run a credit check, da 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 da. And I said, but I'm telling you straight up, I don't have any money down. And if we're going to deal, we're going to deal with no money down.
Yeah.
We did that.
Yeah, and turned around and they did a credit check. They told us how much the payments were, and it was, what, 15, 16%?
It's going to be right at 600 a month.
600 a month. and da-da-da-da-da, and everything else, I'm thinking, well, that's not too bad, and considering there's not a lot of payments for the length of time, I didn't think, you know, we paid off shorter, and whatever, and I'm calculating, and whatever, then he comes back, and he starts kind of hand-hauling and wanting us to come up with $2,500 right then and there. I told you from the beginning, and I'm not playing. I said, we can get up and walk, because you're not hurting my feelings, because we'll come back. But we need to go to another dealership because of your, the way you're treating me right now. Because I didn't lie. I didn't, you know, I have the God on my side. And that's the way I looked at it. Mm-hmm. So, what, about 10:30 last night, we finally got into the finance office. And Derek, I believe, is his name. Mm-hmm. An Italian guy, which I kind of knew. He wanted to say he was Greek. But he was a wonderful guy. Anyway, we ended up getting it at 11%. So we walked out with a lower car, our car payment, truck payment, whatever. And all I got to do tomorrow is get insurance on it, which will probably be out of $200 a month. But it's a truck, it's dependable, mm-hmm. and it's going to get us from point A to point B, and I don't have to worry about getting something fixed on it right away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not brand new, it's used. It's got a little bit of miles.
Did you give up the Lincoln already, or...?
No, the Lincoln's still at the house, and
still gonna have that third car or something?
Huh?
You gonna have it? Keep it?
No, I think my little Cindy wants it.
The Lincoln needs some.
It needs some work, and little Cindy was talking about doing it. So I'm waiting for her to make a decision. To be honest with you, but she does need it. Yeah, it is a nice car, and I hope she gets, you know, makes the right decision. But I can't do that for her. And, but yeah, it's been a busy week for us. And the power of God, let's get back to this. It's 1 Corinthians 4:20. For the kingdom of God is not in the word, but in his power. In other words, we have to believe, we have to understand that his power of receiving and giving and understanding his power is how we relate to other people. Because by the best example was last night. I didn't get hot, mad or angry or whatever. I just told it point blank. Because I wasn't going to get mad because I knew I didn't have the money to do anything. But I still can't believe Tim and I have been married almost 3.5 years. This is the first vehicle we have gotten together. So it was a blessing in all ways. And it was like, you're not going to hurt my feelings if we don't get it. If God wants me to have it, he wouldn't. You know, we were there.
Amen.
So that's how I've always looked at it. And the salesman, Rick, Will, was supposed to show up today because I gave him the address and everything. And he was supposed to come to church today.
Sure.
But he hasn't shown up, so I was there. And it was kind of, we all make promises. Oh, and we got to stop and think about our promises and actually deliver them. And don't do half. If you promise him something that you're going to do, do it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be stand up for what you believe in.
Mm-hmm. My friend did it.
He did.
He promised me he's coming today, and he's here.
Awesome.
A little later.
Hey, what's your name?
Mike.
Hi, Mike. I'm Cindy.
Sounds like something that must have happened years and years ago.
Yeah, my first husband was a Mike.
Everybody's named Mike.
I know, it's very common.
There's like five in every crowd.
Yeah, it is.
There's
one
right there.
Yeah, there's one
right
there too.
Uh-huh. What? Yeah, then we had another Mike in the room. Uh-huh. You're very right.
There's only one.
Yeah. And also to understand the power comes from certain conditions. That this power is not just power or authority over other people.
Mm-hmm.
Power is always, start over. The power is always to promote and glorify Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Never for a personal glory. In other words, you don't want to, I did this week for someone. You don't want to advertise.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to do it and make your heart and your soul feel better.
Yeah.
Which I do a lot of. And everything else, especially with the next door neighbor, his house burned a couple weeks ago, and I told you all about it. They're starting to move bricks and all, tear down to the, what's it called, the subfloor foundation?
Foundation.
It's been a mess over there. And every day in the backyard, I can smell the fire, the burning. Yeah. That's nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I don't wish anyone to have a house fire. I really don't.
No.
No. Days and times have kind of changed. Neither does it make a person more important or the other person Jesus. He who humbles himself shall be exalted. That's Luke 14:11.
What does
exalted mean? Exalted? That means that you're not exempt, that you're actually going to extinguish your power and your understanding and your faith and your humbleness and your grace.
Exalted means you put them up on a pedestal and make them think that they're... But when God does it to us, it's okay because he's judging by what he sees us do. And it's not us putting ourselves up on a pedestal saying I'm better than somebody else.
Can you give us an example, Don? He who humbles himself shall be exalted.
Yeah, that's half of it. He exalts himself. What's the other half of that verse? I think that's only half of it.
Don't think of too much of yourself, much more you are.
You think of others before you think of yourself.
Yeah, that's in that sense, yeah.
And that's kind of what I was thinking.
Then you get God's approval of what you're doing, and then you're not just doing it to make yourself look good. You're doing something to make God look good.
And we always need to make God look good.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's always in control.
Hopefully our lives will exalt God.
Yes.
Not us.
I understand.
Receiving power is not an excuse to do something wrong. Rather, it gives us strength to do it right. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, empowers me. And that's the Philippians 4:13 and also 4:8. I guess it was two of them. Anyone else?
It's in that passage.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
It wraps up that 4:6-8 and then
okay.
13 is.
Awesome. Anyone else have any more questions? Travis finally is going to sleep on me?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Just a big trust me, wake up. Don't you leave me.
It's the power of God in
work. Yeah. Yes. He needs his nap. He hasn't been feeling good.
Huh?
Yeah. Oh. It's runny noses and whatever.
Mm.
He'll be 3 in April.
Mm.
And that's why we want to get him potty trained.
Yeah.
Because he does really good at daycare and home. Well, he slips.
His class is also full of boys.
Yeah, and I think every one of them doing it is enticing him.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have that at home.
Yeah.
He's got all girls.
Yeah.
So it's all good. So anyone else got any more questions?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Who's who?
He'll learn.
Yes, he'll learn. He does do it at daycare. I just wish he'd do it at home. But then again, he gets playing and he forgets.
Yeah.
Typical boy.
Yeah, typical.
Yeah. Okay. Tim, do you want to say a prayer and I'll finish up?
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, we're all going together today to glorify your name. And just thank you for what you do in our lives every day, every moment, every lesson that you give us and train us so that someday we will come home. Thank you.
Amen.